This is season 11, episode 11, for August 11th, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, right back there, the New Lines from right here in Brooklyn, New York. That was a song of theirs called Windermere and the Gift of Death. Pretty new song that they've released there on Bandcamp. Like that song more than most of their other stuff. So maybe it's a harbinger of good things to come. That's what I'm going to assume. Pretty good stuff. If you liked it, check it out. New music right there from the New Lines. All right, up next, great new music as well from a band from Bern, Switzerland. They're called The Silver Firs. I played them on the show a while back when they had an EP, and they've got a new EP. It's called EP number 2, very creative name. And we're going to hear two incredible songs off of it. First, Icarus, and then Pendulum, both super fantastic. And I love these guys, these Silver Firs. They're something else. They're a lot like Trails and Ways or something, which I've played on the show before as well. Here we go, Silver Firs with Icarus and Pendulum. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head. We just heard two songs in a row by a band from London. They're called Plastic Flowers, and the songs we heard were Gone Wrong and Fog Song, both pretty great in that sort of synth-pop kind of way. I dig it, and the album that those two songs are from is called Evergreen, which I guess is true of Plastic Flowers, right? Like, Plastic Flowers would be evergreen? I think that's got to be what they're going for. I'm just going to assume. All right, up next, kind of a change of pace here. So we've done some Brooklyn music, of course. We did some stuff from Switzerland. That right there was from the UK. Now we're going to Zimbabwe. Why? Because this show is just all over the map. That's my whole goal here. Just mix it up. Why not? So up next, the Cool Crooners of Balawio. That's the name of the band. They're from Zimbabwe. And it's these old dudes who sing like jazz music, basically. There's a lot of stuff on it that just sounds like Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I'm not going to play those songs. I'm going to play a couple other songs that are more like almost like a doo-wop band, maybe, or like, I don't know. They're fantastic, really great stuff. I kind of love this. It's like a little bit cheesy. If it weren't legitimately just these like old dudes who sing music in Zimbabwe, then it would be cheesy, but it's special. It's pretty good. So we're gonna hear two tracks. We're gonna hear Balawi Lami and then Ivan Inkalu. They're both from their album Blue Sky. It's pretty great stuff. Check it out, the Cool Crooners of Balawio from Zimbabwe. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. balega, balega fa. Wati sekunje, mampul akapaleka, mampul useselenje, mampul balega, balega fa.
Thank you. I see very little evidence, none, that machines are going to become conscious. Let me quote a Dutch computer scientist who's quite famous, but most people have never heard of, Edgar Dijkstra. He put this really well in one sentence. The question of whether machines can think is about as relevant as the question of whether submarines can swim. The point is, they're going to do the same thing that you do, that you think of as thinking today, but they're not going to do it the same way, and it doesn't matter.
Certain girlfriends, while I hear they do things that I do not recommend. Don't mean to preach, cause that may drive you away, but I know that sort of stuff can damage your brain. Start acting a little crazed. You may not wish to ever hear from me again.
Alright, time to catch up after the cool crooners of Balawio. We heard more songs from around the world. That's right, we left Zimbabwe and went down to Auckland, New Zealand for the band Sherpa. We heard three of their songs off their new album Blues and Oranges. We heard the songs Beach, Buzzy, and Sunrise. All are pretty great stuff. I like that band Sherpa a lot. I've played them on the show before, but now they got a record out. It's pretty exciting. You should check that out if you like those three songs. They're really short, so I put on three. After that, we stayed in Auckland, New Zealand for the Brunettes. That's right. When I think of Auckland, New Zealand, I think of the Brunettes because they're an old favorite of mine, even if they haven't released anything in a while. But I was like, what have the Brunettes been up to? And I discovered this EP, Red Roller Skates, they released for their last record, which had a version of Red Roller Skates called Red Roller Skates 66, which I wasn't familiar with. It's only available, I think, on Bandcamp or something. So you can pick that up. I enjoyed it so much that I thought, you know what? I'm just going to remind everyone why I love the Brunettes so much, and I've put on my favorite Brunette song. It's called Record Store. That's from their album Mars Loves Venus from like 10 years ago. That album came out, and I love that song. It's definitely one of my favorite Brunette songs, and I want to put it on the show again, even though I've put it on the show before. But, you know, it's been a while, so I feel like it's okay. Finishing up this episode of the show, we're going to circle back around to Brooklyn, New York, where we all started, and we're going to hear San Fermin. They're a new band. I think newish, came out last year or something. They got an album called San Fermin. It's a self-titled debut album. And it's the guy from The National, and he's worked with some other people and put together this thing, different singers and stuff. And, you know, I think it got some amount of attention. I don't know. I never put it on the show. I don't like it that much, frankly. I don't love the album. It's not my favorite record. But it has some great songs on it. And I saw San Fermin opening up for St. Vincent at Saturday's final Celebrate Brooklyn show down in Prospect Park. Pretty exciting. And I say I saw them. I actually missed San Fermin, but that's all right. I knew that they were playing. So I missed them. I saw St. Vincent. But anyway, thought I might as well put that there on the show. It's kind of been in the queue. Maybe I'll put that on the show at some point. And I decided now's the time. So here it is, finishing up this episode of the show with San Fermin and the song Sonsick from that self-titled debut. Where else? But right here.
I found me a hopeless case and resolve to love. Maybe we can find a decent place when I'm old enough. Found love in an empty gaze, try to fix it up. I found me a hopeless case. Oh, oh, I'll fall for you soon enough. I've resolved to love.
resolve to love.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Mother Africa by Marajita, Cape Town, South Africa's Great Sardine Run by Patrick Boucher, and At Sea by San Furman. If you'd like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Look for links to everything I talk about and where to follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. And I would love it if you went and reviewed me in the iTunes store. You can go to iTunes, find the show, and leave reviews. Some people, I've mentioned this a couple times now, and a few people have actually done it, which it just makes my day. For example, it's me and Mario. I'm going to say that's the name of the person. They said, great music and gives off a great vibe. I always hear songs that I never heard before by artists I had no idea existed. Wonderfully done. 5 stars. Boom! Thank you, Mario and the other person. And how about this one from Frymax? He says, wish he was my DJ, which I don't know what that means, but I mean, I kind of am, sort of. And then he says, Daniel picks the greatest music to play aesthetically and tells you when the rest of the band's stuff isn't so great. His banter gets better with each episode, and it wasn't that bad to start with. Boom! 5 stars. I love these reviews. Seriously, it's like, it makes my day. All right, that does it. We'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.